This edition of Kosher Tidbits will discuss labels. How do you know if a product is certified kosher? You check the label. A product label always contains an abundance of important information. Critical details routinely featured on a product label include the product's name, manufacturer, ingredients, as well as nutritional information. In some cases, an allergen disclaimer may appear as well. If the item is kosher certified, the label will also display the kosher symbol. The kosher symbol, also known as the siman kashrus, on the label is what provides adequate assurance to kosher consumers that a product is kosher. However, unbeknownst to many, in order to be considered truly meaningful, there are certain requirements that proper simani kashrus must meet. In the event that these criteria are not met, the kosher symbol will lose its significance. The Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah states that in order to determine whether different types of foods are actually kosher, it is necessary to identify them with a chosim, a seal, that functions as a siman, a sign, to attest to its kashrus. The chosim or siman placed on the food would have to be such that it is unique and presumably was applied by a Shomer Torah Mitzvah Jew who can identify the siman. Nevertheless, the Gemara distinguishes between single and double chasimos, single and double seals, with certain foods requiring a double seal and some only requiring a single seal. The types of foods that require a double seal and those only a single seal are a subject of discussion in the Gemara. The Mechaber rules, for example, that wine, meat, and fish require a double seal, whereas for milk, cheese, and bread, a single seal is sufficient. There are a variety of opinions amongst Rishonim explaining the necessity for seals, and why in some cases a double seal is needed, and in others a single seal is acceptable. Rashi writes that if a type of food is considerably expensive, a nachri who may handle the product at some point has a greater incentive to cheat and possibly substitute it. Since a double seal is much more difficult to imitate, this hardship should serve as a deterrent. Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Ran distinguish between those foods which are potentially inherently forbidden and those that just may contain a forbidden component mixed in. According to their criteria, foods that are potentially inherently prohibited, such as meat, would require a double seal, whereas those that could possibly just contain an iser, a prohibited substance, such as milk or cheese, only require a single seal. The Rashba and Rambam distinguish that foods potentially forbidden on a Torah level require a double seal, whereas for those potentially forbidden midrabanan on a rabbinic level, only a single seal is required. The Mechaber accepts the reasoning of the Rashba and Rambam and therefore requires a double seal for any food that could possibly be forbidden on a Torah level. However, in a situation where the potential prohibition is only rabbinic in nature, a single seal is adequate. There's some discussion whether the seals of today are sufficiently adequate and up to par when compared to double seals of yesteryear, which existed during the time of Chazal. Nowadays, when products are routinely vacuum-packed and labels bearing a siman kashrus are applied under the careful supervision of a reliable hechsher, an argument can certainly be made that the present system is just as effective as a double seal during the time of Chazal. Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, held that seals and simanim of today are highly sophisticated and are therefore certainly up to par, if not better, than the double seals that existed at the time of Chazal. Since a seal is needed to identify that a particular food is kosher, if a seal or siman is broken, it is no longer possible to assume that the food in question is actually kosher. Nevertheless, unless the specific circumstances warrant that a nachri would benefit from either switching or compromising the food involved, the food may still be assumed kosher, even if the siman is broken. There are numerous instances when a store may repack or sell open product. This most commonly occurs with candies, but also happens with other types of foods, such as meat, cheese, or baked goods. Very often these stores will post a sign that the open or repacked items are under the supervision of the certifying agency, whose symbol appeared on the original packaging. These signs are highly misleading, and consumers should be aware that once the seal is broken, the Hechsher on the original package is null and void. If these products are sold under a store that has a different Hechsher, it is a Hechsher of the store that one is actually relying on, not the original Kashrut certifier. Now, unfortunately, very often in these situations, there is no secondary Rav HaMachshir, and the store may also sell non-kosher. There have been several reported instances where non-kosher establishments posted similar signs, even though the originally kosher products were warmed in ovens shared with non-kosher foods. In general, consumers should also develop a regular habit of checking product labels for the siman kashrus prior to making a purchase. There are several reasons why this practice is a responsible way to shop. One is that it's possible for a product's kosher status to change. This occurrence can stem from a multitude of routine, legitimate reasons. For example, the food industry is always in flux, with companies investing significant amounts of time and money in research and development, as well as evaluating their production efficiency. A company could therefore possibly reformulate a product and introduce a non-kosher ingredient, or dairy into a prior product, and change the kosher or previously kosher formulation. Moreover, companies also periodically make adjustments with a plant's production processes. This could include switching production lines from one to another within the same factory. In addition, production of a particular item sometimes moves altogether from one factory to another, different location. These changes could very easily be the difference between kosher and treif, or parv and dairy. This is because if a completely kosher formula is manufactured on equipment that is shared with non-kosher, the kosher product takes on the status of the equipment it is manufactured on. Since the equipment is non-kosher, an item containing all kosher ingredients and is cooked in the same system will be considered treif. The same is true to some degree with dairy and parv. A third reason to develop the habit of checking labels while shopping is that sometimes the Hechsher itself may change. Although a product may seemingly be the same, the label will sport a different Hechsher symbol. This can also occur because of a multitude of different factors, and is not always an indication that the level of kashrus has changed. Nevertheless, unless a particular consumer is willing to rely on just about any Hechsher, it is prudent practice for one to be on the lookout for possible changes and kosher supervision. For these reasons, it is proper to consistently check product labels before buying. Shopping by rote is not highly recommended or worth the potential consequences if and when a mistake is made. With companies constantly looking to make changes, it's difficult to assume that things will always stay the same. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Kosher Tidbits.